Chapter 11, Wobbling Certainties, Constantinople, December 1577. That year, the month-long Ramadan began in December. The road to Ibrahim's estate became snow over iced mud, causing him to spend nights at his rooms in the Divan Tower or in the new astronomical observatory where he was a follower of Tariq el-Din, the Sultan's chief astronomer and astrologer. Ibrahim and Latham met at the Englishman's house. Latham was morose these days. He'd been here for months and was no closer to penetrating Ottoman foreign policy than he'd been during his first week. And back in Europe, all was stalemate. "Nothing changes," Latham thought, burning his latest batch of coded letters. How wrong he was. On the first night of Ramadan, as the blood-orange sun fell below the horizon, the muezzin called the fast's end. As if answering invocations from thousands of minarets, a giant star with multi-pronged tails thrust into shocking visibility, its tails tapering across half the sky. It lay beyond a crescent moon humping Sagittarius, whose own heavenly bodies flared in sympathy. The comet bathed hills and sharp-edged buildings with a light that made them seem alive, pulsating, ready to lurch about and wrench the ground open. Latham, Joris, and the house servants climbed to the roof. Latham grabbed a glimpse and closed his eyes. How could he forget his childhood nurse warning him to never look at a comet? "The Almighty will no longer hear your prayers," she'd warned, wagging a finger at him as she recounted blighted lives from her village, all because of staring at a wicked comet. Latham ached to know if it was oppressing England or Sicily. What was his sister Catherine telling her children? Would it sober Christo's men? He looked directly at the long tails. He thought he'd outgrown superstition, but crossed himself. His Muslim servants were on their knees, foreheads to the ground, while the Christian stable boy worked his rosary as he crept back to the comfort of a dark stall. Horses whickered nervously, turning in their wooden confines. Joris tried to draw the sky, but his hand shook, as if recording it was blasphemy. When day broke, the comet was still there, pale and ponderous. It hung from the sky, a gross goiter framed by vomit-coloured clouds. It seemed to challenge the sun to dare go about its business. The sun did, timidly, and human dealings eventually began. It was Ramadan, and Constantinople required an evening feast. The city gates clanked open, cartwheels screeched, and the town roused itself.